This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Monday's headlines. And the United States is reacting in an official capacity now to the Taliban murder of 10 foreign aid workers, including six Americans, who were part of a medical missions operation providing much-needed medical care to the people of Afghanistan. The final American has been identified as 25-year-old Brian Cardarelli of Harrisonburg, Virginia. On Monday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton lashed out at the Taliban, saying that it was clear that all of these people were in Afghanistan for peaceful, humane purposes.
Before their deaths, they had spent several days treating cataracts and other eye conditions in Nuristan province. At their next stop, they planned to run a dental clinic and offer maternal and infant health care. They were unarmed. They were not being paid for their services. They had traveled to this part of Afghanistan because they wanted to help people in need.
Secretary Clinton says despite whatever justification the Taliban thinks it had for the senseless robbing and murdering execution style of these 10 missionaries in Afghanistan, their justification is non-existent.
We are heartbroken by the loss of these heroic, generous people. And we condemn in the strongest possible terms these vicious murders. We also condemn the Taliban's transparent attempt to justify the unjustifiable by making false accusations about these aid workers' activities in Afghanistan.
The Taliban, of course, has taken full responsibility for these murders, and despite the fact that the Taliban, prior to U.S. intervention in Afghanistan in 2001, spearheaded the most severe and restrictive Islamic regime in the world, Secretary Clinton says religion had nothing to do with this.
Terror has no religion, and these acts are rejected by people all over the world, including by countless Muslims here in our country, in Afghanistan, and everywhere else.
In other news today, Defense Secretary Robert Gates announcing a plan to shed one of 10 major military commands as part of his effort to take out billions of dollars from the annual Pentagon budget. Secretary Gates announcing a plan to eliminate the Joint Forces Command in Norfolk, Virginia, and it's sure to draw heavy criticism from lawmakers from the Old Dominion who opposed the idea weeks ago before Gates has now apparently decided to make it official. Gates also suggesting other efforts to reduce waste and duplication at a press conference today, including a plan to cut the Pentagon's use of outside contractors by 10% next year. As for the Joint Forces Command, it trains troops from different services to fight together. The command, with nearly 4,900 employees and annual salaries of more than $200 million, was clearly the largest single cut announced on Monday. Six Virginia lawmakers issuing a written statement opposing the cut last month after a board of advisors first suggested the idea. Senators Jim Webb and Mark Warner called the proposal a step backward and potentially harmful to military capability. Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, yet another Democratic member of the House of Representatives under an ethical cloud. It's Maxine Waters, the long-serving Democratic congresswoman from Los Angeles, California. Three different ethics charges have been filed against Waters. The charges are in connection with her efforts back during the financial collapse of 2008 to get federal bailout or TARP money aimed at a bank in Boston in which her husband was a former member of the board of directors and still held stock in the bank at the time. And Waters never disclosed to the Treasury Secretary at the time, Hank Paulson, or other administration figures of this personal interest that her family had in the bank. For more insight on the ethics charges against Maxine Waters, check out my interview with Susan Ferriccio of the Examiner newspaper here in Washington. You can catch that interview at worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. A $26 billion jobs bill is at the top of the Democratic agenda. So much so that Democratic House leaders are pausing their summer recess and having members come back to Washington for a vote on the measure tomorrow. The bill passed the Senate and, by all indications, will most likely pass the House on Tuesday in the exact same form as well. Democrats say this money is critical to sustaining key jobs, particularly state and local government jobs, including teachers, heading into the new school year. Republicans say this will do very little good, and they say it's just yet another tax increase. For insight on this debate, head to, again, worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org and catch my interview with Ray Hederman of the Heritage Foundation. While you're there, you can also find my conversation with former Colorado Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave, who is now with the Susan B. Anthony List, a pro-life organization, which is launching a 23-city tour over 7 days in order to highlight the yes votes on the health care bill, including a provision for taxpayer-funded abortions by self-proclaimed pro-life Democrats, primarily in the states of Ohio, Indiana, and Pennsylvania. And finally, another one of Hollywood's greats has passed away. Patricia Neal, an Oscar winner from the 1960s, who also suffered a series of debilitating strokes at a relatively young age, but battled back to once again claim her place on the silver screen, passed away Sunday at the age of 84 after a battle with cancer. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.